what do you feel is the biggest area that you've improved in your personal growth in this spring compared to years past?
I felt like my mindset was just stuck on, you know, being a receiver, and I was trying to get the hang of being a running back. So I think what improved a lot this year was just, you know, getting the running back position really down and, you know, really able to have fun with it now.
So in those past years when being here, kind of always wanting to get back to that receiver, is that my understanding?
No. So I always wanted to be – I wanted to be a running back, but just, you know, I never played running back a day in my life. So, you know, really trying to get the position down, you know, running back, you know, it looks easy and it could be easy, but, you know, it was hard for me trying to get it down, and then now I finally got it down. So, yes, sir.
How much did it mean to you that, you know, A-Rod and the coaching staff didn't go get a running back or whatever? They were kind of relying on the guys here already, you and LJ and, you know, Hinkley and all those guys. What did that mean to you, that vote of confidence?
That means a lot to us, a lot to me for sure, because, you know, it shows that they trust the running backs. They trust all of us. They trust, you know, our ability, our capability of what we can do. So, yeah, it means a lot.
A-Rod said that's running the football is one of the big focuses of spring this year.
Yes, sir.
How much extra pressure does that put on you guys? Because, you know, that's your bread and butter. You know, I know you're involved in the pass game, blocking and everything. But
I wouldn't say it's no pressure. I think we just trying to – we got to get back down to, you know, running the ball, you know. In the past years, you know, we was running the ball really good, and I think we trying to get back down to that.
What was your brief stay in the transfer portal like? How would you describe that experience?
Stressful, because I didn't want to leave, you know, but I'm here now, so that's all that matters.
Response from Roderick and Kalani and Harvey when you said you wanted to come back?
They wanted me back for sure, and I wanted to be back. And so, you know, that was the whole thing, is just, you know, just making sure that everything's good for me to come back, you know, and that was what it really was.
Miles, you touched on this, but what does it take to get back to running the football the way this team wants to?
We got to run the ball hard. Every time we touch the ball, we got to run it hard. We got to be able, you know, to make plays when plays is not there to be made. So we got to just make plays.
How much harder is that in the Big 12 than maybe people realize? Because it was pretty physical last year.
Yeah. It's you know, it's the Big 12. We're talking about the Big 12 here, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, we just worrying about our team right now. We just trying to run the ball. You know, we just got to get back to it. So that's all that matters right now.
How much further ahead is this offense compared to last year, just because of all the continuity with this group? How would you kind of assess just how far ahead they are?
I think our team, like, now is, like, you know, we got all the guys. Everybody's getting comfortable. So I think everything's right now is looking good. Our team offense looking good, defense looking good. Like, you know, everything's looking awesome right now. You just got to keep it rolling.
Kalani talks a lot about the culture of the program. How does that impact, you know, the on-field product? Like, he always points that as kind of the foundation. How do you interpret like that?
Repeat that again.
Just the culture that Kalani brings up in the program. How does that impact the on-field product?
That culture, that love and learn culture, that's a big for us. You know, we trying to learn from each other. Running backs especially, we always pick each other brain, stuff like that. Everybody, we pick defense, offensive line, brain, everything. So just that learning from each other and loving on each other, that's a big thing to, you know, our team.
Your fourth year in the program, are you on pace like this fall to graduate? Like, what's kind of like?
Yes, sir. So, yeah, so as of right now, I graduate in April. So, you know, that's the plan. Everything's looking pretty good right now for me to graduate in April. So, yes, sir.
Congrats on that. And
thank you.
How would you assess just the BYU experience so far?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's peaceful out here, you know. BYU is peaceful. Just being out here, you know, the academic-wise and, you know, just the connections you have and the built for life and everything like that, that's just big, you know. So, I love BYU.